control here, toll free, 855-453, as we are launching into the third hour of the program, here to take your calls about anything, and you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to go to a Skype call here in a moment. Just bring you back up to speed, Nemi. We've been talking about a mom who has been banned from the steps outside of a school in Concord, New Hampshire. She's been there on a regular basis. I don't recall for how long, but she's been there for a while now.
Since February.
That's pretty dedicated.
Since she's been praying for a long time and has prayed in cities, Boston and New York. But her two kids go to the Concord High School here. And in February, there was an incident where two bullets were found in a toilet. And she has had been praying every day outside the school, not approaching students, not proselytizing or saying you're going to hell.
But still, someone complained, and the superintendent told her she can't do that anymore.
And last month, she was told she couldn't do it anymore. So let's see if this story picks up. I wanted to cover the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union says the school superintendent has made the right decision by banning her from the school property. In contrast, from lawyers from a conservative advocacy group, Alliance Defending Freedom, argue that stopping Urena violates her First Amendment rights. However, it's currently...
I think it does violate her First Amendment rights of speech, not of religion.
Right.
Because...
How about assembly?
Assembling by herself?
Sure. However, it's currently unclear if the Alliance Defending Freedom will take up her cause, according to the New Hampshire Union leader.
I would also point out that it's my understanding of Christianity that the Christian God is big enough, strong enough, powerful enough that he doesn't need you to pray at the school in order to succeed at whatever it is that you're doing. So this does, to me, to some extent, amount to preaching. But, you know, whatever. The lady's kids are in the school district. They go to the school. She pays the taxes there. She's allowed to be on campus to drop the kids off. She's allowed to speak while she's on campus. She's allowed to be there for a certain amount of time. I don't see any reason why she can't be on campus, talk, with her head tilted towards the sky and her arms raised.
And Alliance Defending Freedom attorney said, students and community members that are allowed to come on campus and participate in a neutral thing are allowed to express religious viewpoints. The students know it's the mother and her own speech, something the First Amendment protects. It is not the school mandating this woman to do it.
Nope.
The president of the Concord School Board, Cassandra Ardinger, agrees that Urena should be prohibited from praying on campus. To be fair to all the kids in the school, it is probably best for the principal to say that she shouldn't be speaking out like this and proselytizing on school grounds. I'm not sure she's proselytizing, frankly. But the best mode of action...
It depends on what you mean by proselytizing. I can see the point of proselytizing, but it's still, you know, whatever.
So, according to the Concord Monitor, this mom will continue to pray for the school students, but from a nearby gas station or her own home.
Right. I would think that that's... I mean... If her goal is to pray, she's still achieving whatever her goal is by doing it from her house or a gas station. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, her goal is to pray and be seen, which, of course, is a violation according to the Bible, as I understand
it.
They recommend praying in the closet.
That's not my understanding of the story. From the Concord Monitor article, she believes she was led to the spot
by
the singing bird.
Ah, that's right.
So, I think...
There you go.
I don't think that there's anything wrong here. She says she's not getting in the way.
All I was pointing out that is by the Christian Bible, it says you're not supposed to do that stuff.
Oh.
You're supposed to pray in the closet. You're supposed to not take glorification or whatever in
right.
the fact
well,
that you're praying or bring attention to it.
That speaks to her motives. The suggestion here in that verse that you're referring to is that you not pray for the purpose of showing other people your piety.
Yeah.
But I don't think, from what I'm getting from this woman, she's not trying to show any of these people her piety. And there are very few communities in the United States where one praying on a street corner is actually going to show them your piety. What, in fact, it's going to show them is that you're a loon. I mean, the United States isn't a religious place like what the first century Jerusalem or whatever would have been, or even it's not first century. I don't even know what to call it.
So I have one more article I'd like to read from, if I may.
Okay.
This is actually an editorial also from the Concord Monitor saying, after some initial complaints, this mom was asked to pray silently rather than out loud. And now, after the atheist group called the Freedom from Religion Foundation is protesting, she will not be allowed back at all.
And I think that's ridiculous. If this woman wants to stand silently with her head tilted back and her arms raised towards the sky, that's crazy.
I think the act of asking her to pray silently stifles her right to free speech.
I tend to think that that's the case, too. But if you wanted to create some kind of, compromise, that's certainly
But just to be clear, Nemi, you're only okay with this because she has kids at the school.
No, I'm okay with this because she's not interfering with anyone entering or leaving the building.
You aren't sure about a sign, if she could carry a sign.
If she could carry a sign. I actually did give that some thought. I think a sign would be all right.
Could she have flyers, but not actively approach young people?
I think if she had a flyer and kids approached her and asked for them, that would be one thing. To approach someone who's there on other business, I think is interfering with the goal of the school. As Mark pointed out in the last hour, where's the line there?
Interfere with the goals of the school, because the goals of the school are to indoctrinate young people into the belief that the government is valuable and that government is necessary and the government is good. And if I can interfere with that in some manner, I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Sure. And you're Ian Freeman, and here is Lizardo Guerena, who has a completely different outlook and purpose from at least what I've read. So your situation is different. I appreciate the questions you're asking me. But and as I said in the last hour, I do support you doing what you feel is right. Absolutely. It's not that I don't support it. I do not choose to participate in the same activism because I do not want to interfere with kids. And I do view it as interfering with kids.
Interfering with their parents or with the young people?
With they're mandated to be there by law. I'm not going to mess with that.
So no problem if they're on the street. You can then get
sure.
information then.
Absolutely.
I see.
And I think that's what you've been regaled to, right?
I mean, I haven't done any particular youth outreach in a little while.
So may I continue reading from the editorial? It's easy to see why officials may have seen her message as benign. After all, she was praying for the safety of their students. But it's also easy to imagine similar scenarios in which a non-student peddling a more controversial religious message would have been accused of trespassing and swiftly escorted off school property. Consider what might have happened if Urena wanted to assert that God won't let gays into heaven, that Allah be praised, that there is no God. Public schools are not the same as public squares. Non-students don't have the right to preach or pray or proselytize there. Some Concord clergy and readers have wondered...
The parents have the right to go there and drop off their kids. And so, I mean, hold on just a second. Are they saying that students have the right to preach at school?
They certainly have the right to hold religious clubs.
I remember when
and they
I
can't
was,
be prohibited from having religious clubs.
I remember when I was in high school and I was a relatively new atheist, and I'm no longer an atheist, but I was at the time, that there was some sort of like, I don't remember what the exact event was called, but there was some kind of national thing where religious Christian types would gather around the flagpole at the school and they would have some sort of a prayer. It would be like, you know, gather around the flag day. It happened once a year or something like that. And this was some level of controversy at the school that I attended that this was happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in theory, that's not supposed to happen, or freedom from religion and all that. But, yeah, I guess it's because it was the kids doing it. It was on their own time. It was before school started. So, you know, it was all outside the parameters of the school day, and so therefore they couldn't do anything about it.
So the kids who are allowed to be on the school can meet, they can pray, they can hand out flyers, I assume. Then why can't the parent who's allowed to be on the school property at a certain time stop and pray? I just don't. I don't get it. She's allowed to be there. She's allowed to speak. Why can't she speak with her head tilted towards the sky and her arms, lifted aloft? It just doesn't make any sense.
855-453. You are welcome to share your thoughts. Also, you can Skype us at username lrn.fm. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
It's
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line allows you to bring up whatever you would like. We are talking about religious freedom, and also the freedom to protest, the freedom to speak, the freedom to be in a place that is accessible by the public. And that would be the front of a school in this particular case, where one mother has been banned because she was praying. and the mom happens to have kids that go to the school, but I don't care if she's got kids or not. If she wants to go and pray out in front of the school, she should be able to, in my opinion. The atheists that don't like her praying out there should be able to go out there with anti-Christian propaganda or pro-atheist whatever, you know, info they want to have. If the
Satanists, do they have kids in the school?
No, and I don't care if they do. If the Satanists want to send their people out to do some sort of outreach, the Krishnas or whoever, let them all come out. I think that's a good thing. I think more information is a good thing. And I think that when the school's position is shut it down, no one should be allowed to speak, no one should be allowed here, this is for our children, I think that that's more damaging to the kids. Having them, you know, being exposed to different viewpoints, having them, you know, let's say there's a bunch of religious people out there, kids get some sort of propaganda, they can talk about it in the school. It can be a topic of discussion at, you know, cultural studies class or history or, you know, whatever. We can come back to that in a moment. Maybe you want to start a website. Squarespace.com can help you with that, and they can make it easy for you, because it really sucks. I can tell you, I've done this, paying web guru types a whole bunch of money per hour to work on your website, when you can do it yourself. It's just that most of the systems out there aren't so easy to use. Squarespace.com is incredibly easy. Drag and drop. You can drag and drop information stuff right from your desktop. You can rearrange the elements of the content within a page easily. The tools are simple, and Squarespace is constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and even better support. They've got incredibly beautiful designs and templates for you to start with. And if you're a tweaker, if you're somebody who really wants to get into the HTML, the code, you can do that too with Squarespace. So it doesn't have to just be off the shelf. You can get in there and tweak to your heart's desire. Squarespace.com, support is available 24/7, and it's only $8 a month. When you're ready to get started paying for it, you can go and do it free. You can start your own Squarespace account for free right now with only your email address, no credit card info required. Squarespace.com, go get in there, start playing around with the tools that they have, get familiar with it, and once you get a taste for Squarespace, you're going to want to go ahead and get the service, because it's great and it's affordable, and you can save an extra 10% by using FTL's code, which is FTL7. That's FTL, the number 7, at squarespace.com to save 10%. Let's go to Richard. He's on the line in California via Skype. Richard. Hello?
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, so the religious mom, I only have to wonder what the outcome would be is if she was there preaching the religion of bureaucracy and praying to, like, the god of taxation.
Yeah, she would probably just be crazy at that point.
If she were there with Obamacare sign or a Go Troop sign
exactly.
Or something like that.
Exactly. Like, oh, kids, grow up and be a tax collector. Be a cop. You know, all that. If she was preaching that, I wonder what would happen. And, like, she ought to run a test model on her case.
Yeah,
she might be able to find liable, you know, if they allow somebody who's like,
well, that's not a religion, though.
Wear a uniform.
The state is absolutely a religion.
Right. The state isn't a religion from the standpoint of the state or from the standpoint of people that hate religions.
Yeah, but the state would be a religion to a jury, I'm sure, if they ran a test model. And
I don't know if you can convince a jury of that.
So what I'm thinking to myself is that I'm testing different types of speech because of your call here. So what if she was every morning she wore a red, white, and blue dress and had some flags and said, you know, pray for our troops today, kids, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, say,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're here, you're free because of our troops, and did the whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, more speech than anything else, then I suppose they probably would let her stay longer because it's not about a religion at that point.
But it would prove liability issues, because you could say it's a religion, too, because it is the speech.
Well, you're relying on a jury, and I've long since ceased to do that.
Oh, I live in a small town with lots of Mennonites around me. Like,
you're in better shape in that case.
I wish I had the money to move to New Hampshire and... Because the Robin Hood thing is what I wanted to talk about also.
Well, you can save your money.
I
mean,
that.
It's not that expensive to move to New Hampshire. It's just something you'll have to save up for if you really want it. If it's something you really want, you can do it.
I'm a solo dad with a newborn. Like, I own my own place. Like, I'm here. But I do my little things here. And I meet a lot of people, believe it or not.
Whatever that is.
But the Robin Hood thing, can you give me just a quick update? Like, you can still talk about the religious mom lady, but just a quick update.
Sure, man.
Because I was wondering how they
there's been a group
that doesn't exist.
Yeah, so you're talking about the Robin Hooders. These are the individuals who are going around to, in Keene, New Hampshire, they're finding the parking enforcement agents, they're walking in front of them, and they're feeding expired meters in order to rescue motorists from getting tickets. They've been sued. I'm one of the people that has been sued. There are six of us sued by the city. They want to create a 50-foot so-called safety zone or anti-freedom zone around each parking enforcement officer to prevent the Robin Hooders from getting within that zone and or arresting them if they do. The most recent development, and actually this has not been announced anywhere, is that the city has put in another supplemental memorandum of law in this case, and they are now asking for a 20 to 30-foot safety zone rather than a 50-foot safety zone. The trial is coming up.
Why a 20 to 30, and is it 20 or 30?
They believe that 20 to 30 feet will be sufficient. Their previous estimates were inappropriate, apparently, according to the new private attorneys that have been hired by the city to come on board with the case. This is a recent filing. This is one of the freshest filings in the case. The hearing will be an all-day-long affair on August 12th, and, of course, we'll tell you more about that as it happens. And stay tuned to freekeen.com for the latest. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 8:55. 450 free. And again, freekeen.com, always for the latest on Robin Hood. Also, there's the Robin Hood of Keene Facebook page, which is frequently updated as well. But really, there haven't been that many developments because it's that kind of court process where we're just waiting on the next hearing, and then some motions are being filed and memorandums of law and things like that.
If 50 feet is too much, maybe they'll go for 30 feet or 20 feet.
That's right. What they're going for.
So I'm wondering, I'm thinking about this, What is it? Sphere of protection?
Yeah, the anti-freedom zone.
The magical sphere. So I'm thinking about it. Like, would a one-foot sphere be too much? Because I don't feel like it would be. Just saying, hey, you're not allowed to get up to get within a foot of our traffic enforcers. But what? Parking enforcers. But what the meter maids have shown up to this point is that they'll bump into, jump in front of, and do all kinds of crazy things to the Robin Hooders.
Yeah.
And exactly, even if you had, even if they had a one-foot sphere of protection all the way around their body, and it's not, it wouldn't be exactly a sphere, it'd be more sort of parking enforcer shaped, they'd look like a giant gingerbread man shape, but anyway, what would they do with it, and how would they enforce it, and I mean, you know,
the
how would I avoid
would say it? That you the enforcer would say that you violated it, and then they might put you under arrest.
There you go. So, you know, just that quick.
So we don't know how this is going to pan out.
So if they put a 20-foot circle, then all the parking enforcers have to do is move quickly towards...
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then you would have to run away or something ridiculous. Now, even though...
What if you just wet yourself instead of running away?
Even though there's a case from the Supreme Court called Schenck where they struck down the idea of floating buffer zones, the city has cited other cases that they believe validate floating buffer zones.
Have you looked at them?
I looked at their filing. I did not look at the actual cases. We're coming up here. You take control.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Mom includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. You send a contact request. It will be accepted, as we have done here with a few folks tonight. You can connect with us on Skype. Again, username lrn.fm. Also, don't forget, you can reach us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a variety of features. One of them is the webcam, and it is working tonight. We've had some internet issues here at the studio, so apologies if the cam's been out. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact with the program, because, or with other listeners, rather, because the chat room is built in. And most of the time, Nemi's in there, too, at least on Wednesday nights.
That's right.
And so you can interact there at cam.freetalklive.com. Now, the Free State Project is over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people. I believe they're approaching or have crossed the 14,600 mark. So we are getting closer and closer to 75% of our goal. Not quite there yet, but will be very shortly. And once the Free State Project reaches 20,000, there will be a five-year window where each of those folks have to move here to New Hampshire, as Mark and myself have done. Nemi was born here. She's very fortunate in that. But these people, these 20,000 people, they're not just your average folks. These are people who not only love the ideas of liberty, but are also willing to move somewhere and be active to achieve those ideas.
I think it's great that you guys are here.
So it's an incredibly self-selected group. It's an incredible special group of people who are so dedicated to the ideas of liberty. They're willing to pick up their lives and move, in some cases, across the country and some across the world. And some, it's just a few states away. Either way, if you really want to be free, and I'm one of those people, if you want to see more freedom in your lifetime, you're going to have to do something about it. You can't just complain and expect the politicians to care about that. So go to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and then start making your plan to move. Because at some point, we're going to reach 20,000. And at some point, that five-year window is going to kick in, and people are going to have to move at that point. So start planning the move as quickly as you can. As long as you can afford to get here, you definitely want to be here.
Yeah, and it's great to be around people who believe similarly to you, to how you believe. But the Free State Project's having success, quantifiable success that can be looked at. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is creating the gold standard by which it tells politicians how to vote. It grades politicians at the end of the year, giving them a letter grade. I remember during the 2010 to 2012 legislature, they cut state spending by 12%, not cut the budget increase like all the politicians talk about when they talk about cuts, cut spending by almost 12%. I think it was 11.8%. That's not going on anyplace else.
So we've got some other news here tonight, and Nemi, there was a story about a guy who had an unfortunate accident.
Yes.
Apparently, a bodily function.
Yes.
Style accident.
Man, I can say the CR word on,
yeah.
On the... Okay, man, main man craps his pants in public and gets sentenced to a week in jail. Wow, you think the laws are tough in your home state? It would appear the great state of Maine has adopted a zero-tolerance policy toward crapping your pants in public, or at least a public courthouse. 50-year-old Ronald Strong had an accident. No, it was not intentional.
So the judge didn't scare it out of him?
It may have been, but he ended up serving time for it. The story is bizarre. The story is somewhat funny.
Sir, that is contempt.
But it is also a microcosm of something very wrong with this country. They will throw you in jail for anything in the United States.
Sure will.
Okay, so if we are going to throw people in jail for accidentally making a number two in a public place, then it is no wonder the numbers of the U.S. being the world's largest jailer are so out of line. Is this truly the land of the free? Salon reports the bizarre story of Ronald Strong. People with loose bowels beware. Anyone who doesn't fully trust the integrity of their gastrointestinal system would be well advised to stay far away from federal buildings. Also,
I don't think they let you do that, though.
The first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a conviction against a Maine man who served a 7-day jail sentence for willfully damaging and creating a hazard and nuisance in the federal courthouse in Portland. Mm. Specifically, he pooped his pants and then left a mess in the bathroom after attempting to clean himself up.
Mm.
And what a mess. The poor maintenance worker had to deal with it and said that 75% of the floor was covered in feces, while more was smeared more than 2 feet up the walls and on the paper toilet paper dispensers, on the toilet paper itself, and on part of the toilet seat in the left side of the toilet bowl.
That doesn't sound like an accident to me. I'm sorry. What's the explanation for that?
The outrageously graphic 57-page court document written by distinguished judges who sit one level below the U.S. Supreme Court includes vivid comparisons to spaghetti with meat sauce and chunky peanut butter.
What?
There are also photos of the bathroom where the crime took place, though mercifully it had already been cleaned. So... not on the page, Mark.
I just wanted to see what site this was from.
This is from Salon, all right? So it is a reputable news source. I bring the show prep, all right? So what went wrong? Ronald Strong, who said he was 50 at the time and had a heart condition that required medication that may have affected his bowel control, arrived at the courthouse on business for an unrelated civil case. As he was being screened by security, he informed the guard that he had to use the bathroom and then that he was defecating in his pants.
Mm.
The guard escorted him to the restroom with Strong intermittently trailing feces on the floor, which he later described as liquid, and there was pieces in it, and it dripped down his leg all the way to his ankles.
Mm.
Once safe in the bathroom, he took his clothes off, cleaned up the best he could, throwing his boxers away because they were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how could I carry them home, he testified. What was I going to put them in? I mean, it was covered in poop. There it was. I had my briefcase. I mean, what was I supposed to do with them? I threw them in the trash. So technically, Ronald Strong did not get sentenced for dropping a deuce, but more so because he didn't adequately clean up the mess.
But what was the... how did it end up on... how high up the walls?
At 2 feet was the testimony.
Well, how does that happen?
I think that you're getting the picture that is 2 foot all around every wall,
right.
Whereas it might have hit you know, something might have been 2 feet up the wall at some point somewhere.
He points out, I stood up again. I kept wiping myself, and I sat down to put my socks back on. I mean, I didn't have any boxers at the time, so I put my socks back on. I put my jeans back on. You know, I've been, I don't know if you've ever had an incident in the kitchen where you have something spill or something. You're grabbing everything and anything to try to mop up milk. I don't know if you've ever spilled spaghetti sauce and there's meat. You're trying to get it up as quick as you can. And that's basically, it was just like this frenetic pace, but it was repulsive. I mean, the smell was... And I was embarrassed. I mean, here I had used the bathroom in my pants, a 50-year-old man, and I was in a federal courthouse. It was very, very embarrassing.
I think embarrassment played a large role in this, but I don't... I mean, I think he probably should have gone and gotten the maintenance person and worked with that maintenance person to clean up that
mess. Maybe so, but if he's due in court, do you really want to be late for court? So I can't personally imagine level of projectile poo that this man left in his devastating path of destruction. It must have been pretty bad to have landed him in a week in jail. But it's not like he had a full arsenal of cleaning utensils at his disposal. Paper towels and toilet paper will only go so far. And actually, we don't even know if paper towels were provided. He might have only had one of these environmentally responsible hand dryers. So what was he supposed to do? It's not like he had a key to the janitor's closet.
Yeah, that's all. Those are all great points. And the fact is, if you're running a public restroom, and that's what these are, I mean, pretty much anybody who goes through the security screening can go to the bathroom in these places. If you're running a public restroom, then you have to expect there's going to be some messes. I mean, that's just
sometimes
the way it
mistakes
is.
Are going to happen.
Mistakes happen. Sometimes people are just sloppy, and some of them are just questionable.
And
some of them
people
wonder,
are just sick and do smear the walls.
Some people do smear things. And
most of those people are in jail and or mental institutions. I mean, it does happen, but yeah, just saying.
There was a story that my one of my ex-girlfriends told me about when she worked at a restaurant and had to go in and clean up a bathroom mishap.
Yeah,
and it was just so gross and so just, I can't get into detail on it, but it was just so gross. It seemed like they'd done it on purpose, whatever it was that they had done.
There was a convenience store where I worked where a guy did go in and intentionally smear poop on the walls.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, you can't do anything about it. In the private world, you just have to clean up the mess.
That's right.
You don't, first of all, you don't even necessarily know who it was. You know, in this case, they knew because he was trailing the poop into the bathroom.
Poor guy.
But in most cases, you don't even know who the vandal in this case is, and it's one of the horrible jobs of cleaning a public restroom.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. He certainly shouldn't have gone to jail for that. I don't know if there's any real restitution here either. It's just the time of the janitor to clean it up.
And
I'm
an apology. I'm sure he's mortified.
It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here in these remaining moments. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. With you tonight, Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
Also, you can go to freetalklive.com and support the show. One of the best ways to do that is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take you to the AMP site. That'll give you details on what the AMP program is. And in a nutshell, it allows you to get behind the show for $5 a month. We'll take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more stations across the country. Hopefully, we'll be adding a couple new ones next week. And look forward to telling you more about that when it happens. But you can help us get more stations by going to amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. And again, only $5 a month. It's a little bit of money for you, and for us, it makes a big difference. So again, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Skype, where William is on the line, and he's calling from Ecuador. Hey, William.
Good evening, gentlemen.
And there's a lady here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, gentlemen and lady. I just wanted to agree that when someone craps their pants, pretty much all bets are off, and you can't really hold them accountable for anything that really happens. I'm a teacher, and I had a student once who had that happen to him because he had some kind of a condition. And he, like, ran out of school because he was, you know, really embarrassed.
Yeah.
Humiliated. And you know how that's like a big no-no, right? You're not allowed to just like up and leave campus and just go home or do whatever it is that you want to do. But what would you think about that if you found that somebody would say, if they cut like, I don't know, 3 or 4 periods due to the fact that they crap their pants?
I mean, obviously, I think
it's an illness.
I would think that's an excused absence.
Yeah, I should go home.
I mean, do I have, my mom has to come here, look at my pants, and then write me a note?
Yeah, why would you want that person to stay there?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty much it, too.
Did he get punished, or did you, I mean, was there somebody in the school who went after him for that?
No, because it went undetected.
Excellent. Because you didn't say anything.
Right. Well, why? No. Why would I do that? I really, really felt bad for him.
Right, yeah. I mean, you're a student. You care about him. You let him go. That's, I think you did the right thing.
Very quickly, just about the school and the crazy lady praying and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like this is an accidental advertisement for why schools ought to be privatized. Because if this weren't public property, right, if it wasn't like a government-run thing, this wouldn't even be an issue.
No, you know? Right.
If some crazy lady starts coming up at like a Home Depot and wants to pray, but the owners of the property don't want them there, it's an open and shut case. You know, see you later. But it's the fact that these things are run by the government that makes them pretty much, the outcome is going to be determined by who has the most political power. So really, it has nothing to do with what you think or what I think. It's just, you know, it's going to be resolved by somebody who's not us and who doesn't really own the property. It's just a bunch of BS.
William, good thoughts, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call from Ecuador on Skype, 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username, again, is lrn.fm. Now, there's a certain level beyond the news that we can't talk about when it comes to subjects like this, because the FCC just, you know, they don't like extricatory functions being talked about. So I'm going to let you know that I've asked the question on our Facebook page, ever had to clean up a public restroom mess? What's the worst you've seen? Now, I'm not going to read all of the answers to this question on the air, but if you would like to see them, the answers are being posted on our Facebook page primarily. You can see that. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that. You can go in and look at our Facebook page and see what people's answers are to that question.
I'm pretty surprised that they go into as much detail as they do, but as I said when I initially read the story, this goes into graphic detail. The court report was a 57-page court document written.
I love that the judges had to write 57 pages about a man in his poopy pants.
You know, as a judge, it takes the majority to task in a dissenting opinion declaring the momentous importance of this case surely forecasts its deserved place in the annals of federal prosecutorial history. Contrary to the majority's view, the fact that 75% of the floor was covered does not support an inference of willfulness, he writes, noting that there wasn't any on the drywall, sink, or mirror, places one would reasonably expect a person intent on vandalism to put it to make cleanup more difficult. Now, I agree with you, Mark. I think that the prudent thing to do would be approach, you know, if you made a mess at someone's house, you say, hey, I made a mess. Can I get some cleaning supplies? But, you know, also, I would be mortified if this happened to me. Right. You know, you're embarrassed. You're there. He was there on official business. He needed to conduct his official business. I'm sure that it didn't escape the people he was doing his official business with that this had happened. I would want to get out and get my clothes changed as quickly as possible. And, yeah, Ian, you're right. It is a public bathroom. So, and as it happened.
You generally don't go and ask for cleaning supplies at Kmart if you sully the bathroom.
No, but I would draw their attention to it and say, look, I'm mortified. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I had an accident.
You are a better person than most, let me tell you, because most people would not want to draw attention to that. If they were going to draw attention to it, they would draw attention in a way that would not incriminate themselves.
Well, he's already got poopy pants. There's no doubt.
This guy's different
from most people.
Bathroom pooper.
True. So I'm glad that you gave me the opportunity to air this show prep.
Let's go to Michael in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just wanted to let you guys know, my wife works at a local big chain pharmacy, and she gets elderly people in there all the time, and they have to clean up crazy amounts of messes in there, and I don't see how it would be proper to go after their all these elderly people that can't control themselves and prosecute them over that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just an expectation that if you go to the restroom in one of these places, that they'll take care of it. And, you know, that's just how it is in the marketplace with the government. Oh, if you do something that would have happened in the marketplace and just, you know, would have at the most upset whoever it is that's assigned with cleaning the bathroom on that particular day with the government, well, we can go ahead and put that person in jail and teach them a lesson. You'll never poop here again.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, if I was to find somebody and somehow found out that they did it, obviously I'm not going to prosecute them. I would try to help them out with that and, like, make sure everything's okay. There's obviously some health issue going on there.
Right. Obviously, there's some sort of medical emergency if it's all over the floor.
Yeah. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Michael, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. Do appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, you pointed out that maybe this bathroom didn't even have paper towels in it.
Yeah.
Was that confirmed it didn't, or were we
speculating? No, that was a speculation of someone in the Salon article.
It's a realistic speculation.
Sure, absolutely.
And because there's a lot of governments, oh, we're, you know, green.
And right, we just go with the hand dryers.
And by the way, I'd like to see details on that. Is it true that hand dryers are more green, you know, whatever that means, than paper towels? Because doesn't it use energy, you know, to use the hand dryers? How much energy is being used to create that hot air that's coming out of there? You know, what are you burning, fossil fuels or whatever, to make the energy that goes
cold
into that? Yeah, so, I mean, which one's really more more green?
I think it's an interesting question, and I think it's reasonably safe to say that the greenest choice would probably... I'm just speculating. I should say reason. I'm speculating the greenest choice would probably be hemp paper towels. But I'll bet you that the janitor's union probably really likes the blowers.
Now,
you don't have to clean up
there are cloth diapers out there. I was raised in cloth diapers. I know a good friend of mine is raising her second child in cloth diapers. So
you're saying adult diapers?
No.
Solution for this guy?
I feel badly for him.
Yeah.
I really do.
It couldn't hurt. Let's go to Mitchell in California, listening to KOMY in Santa Cruz. Mitchell, short on time, but go ahead with your thoughts.
It's actually Michelle. And
oh, Michelle.
I just wanted to state that what's the difference between this woman praying on the steps of this public school and the government opening their business, the House and the Senate and other lower house, with a prayer every day?
Mm. Or the Pledge of Allegiance in schools.
Also a prayer.
Well, the Pledge of Allegiance is a pledge, which is different than a prayer.
In my mind, when I was in public school, I refrained from saying the Pledge of Allegiance because it contained the phrase "under God," and I was all set with that. Again, I'll go back and say I was a little more rabid in my defense of my atheism than I am now.
I declined that too because, as an African woman, a woman of African descent, I did not really believe that it was liberty and justice for all.
I'm with you there. Michelle, I wish we had more time to talk about this. This is over for this show, but call us tomorrow night, 4 o'clock your time, Pacific. Of course, we're on 7 to 10 at night, Eastern time. Every day, we'd be happy to talk to you further, but we're out of time tonight. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum vibes, year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity, a scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?